Today on Before You Buy, an Android phone, a Windows phone, docks for phones, and a new host. What could go wrong? Coming up next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Before You Buy. This is TWiT Network's product review show, where we get everybody on the team to review all sorts of cool gadgets and tech funness. My name is Shannon Morse, and I am your host. I just started as the new host of Before You Buy. I'm taking over for Leo. I'm taking the reins, as you will. And I'm hoping that you will enjoy it as much as I do. So first up, we have my review, this interesting little device right here. It's called the Galileo by Motor. It looks kind of like a coffee cup holder maybe? Well, it turns out it's for your iPhone. It's just for iDevices. This basically lets you take automated photography and videography, everything from panoramic photos or videos to spherical pictures and whatnot. You can even take time-lapse video, and you can also do things like motion. So you can track motion whenever people are moving around in front of you. So a little bit of information about this device. It costs $150, so it's a little expensive for just a video device. You definitely have to be a videophile, if you will. Basically, how it works, you get the device itself, and it's very rubberized. On the bottom, it has this moving bottom part, so it can move around. And it also has this top part, which can turn to be both panoramic and vertical. There you go. So we have three pieces on here that can move. Once I tilt it up like this, I can set my iPhone in there or whatever the device might be. I can also use my iPod on here as well, or an older iPhone as well. They have docks for each of those, and it's a very sturdy dock, so your phone is not going to fall out of it as it moves, since it is automated. And the kind of weird thing about this is that it doesn't come with any particular app for itself. It does have this Motor app up here at the top. That is just for you to download specific other applications that work with the Galileo. Each of these applications, well, most of them are free, but there are a few, like this last one up here called Videography, which costs everything from $1.99 all the way up to $3.99, so it is a little expensive. So if I press the first one up here, right there, this is going to let me take a whole spherical picture. So I can press the little button down here, the plus button. It's a little hard to do when I'm sideways. There we go. And I hit the Motor signal, and it's going to ask me to connect my Galileo. So I go ahead and twist this so it turns on Bluetooth. There we go. And it says, do you want to connect? Hit connect, and it'll go ahead and connect. It'll ask you if you want to do a firmware update. I'm going to skip that for now for testing purposes, and I hit start. So this is going to take a big spherical photo that I can share online, and I can check out whenever people are hanging out with me. It also makes kind of weird noises whenever it's working. But look, it works! Now you might be wondering, why would I use this? Well, one of the things you can do other than just taking cool videos and photography is you could use it for a security camera. But if you're going to use it for a security camera, wouldn't you want your iPhone to be running all day instead of running out of video? The battery is going to die eventually. The battery will also die on this. The battery only lasts a few hours, so that's not necessarily something that I would want to pay for the app. You know, I wouldn't want to pay $2 for an app that does that if it's not going to last all day. That's kind of pointless for me. As it runs its course, it'll only let you do about 5 or 6 spherical graphs like this before it actually runs out of battery. And once it's done, okay, it's done. You can check the battery on the bottom. This little battery symbol right here will turn green whenever it is completely charged up. It'll also turn red if it's dying. The best way to take off your phone is to turn it down and then pull your phone out like that. Ta-da! All better. And then you can check your battery. So if I twist this, it looks like my battery is almost dead already. Or maybe it just died. So, it's an interesting device. It's definitely just made for photography nerds, people that really like to make a lot of video. This was a spherical image that I took when I was hanging out at one of my friend's houses over the weekend. So you can see there are some clips where it tried to take a complete photo, but it kind of messed up there a little bit. But for the most part, it's very clear. I also shared a time-lapse video. It's only 6 seconds long if Brian wants to pull that up. And this is just a quick video to let you know what it looks like. Pretty quick, very easy to use. It automatically turns off your screen to save battery whenever you're taking a time-lapse footage. And it looks really cool, especially if you want to take it somewhere to play with. And it also has a tripod mounting tool as well, so you can take it out with you to a really scenic view and run a time lapse of the sunset if you want. How romantic. So fun. So, my pros and cons of this device. It's very interesting. It creates beautiful spherical photography. That's really cool. And it's fun to watch it work. It makes really funny noises. And it's super simple to set up. But on the con side, it does smell kind of funny when you take it out. I hope that smell will come away, but yeah, it still stinks. The battery dies pretty quick. Some apps are paid purchases, which when you're spending $150 on a device, I don't want to spend more money than I have to. And of course, there's no charge input for the iPhone. I think it would be great to just add a lightning connector on the bottom of this that I could plug a charging port into. I think that would make it so, so much better. And then I could use it for security at home or just watching my cats because that's fun. So buy, try, or don't buy for the Galileo by Motor. I'm going to have to say try. It's cool for videographers, video files and everything, but I don't think I would spend the money personally because I probably wouldn't use it that often. Now, we have some fun times coming up very quickly over at the TD desk. So let's go ahead and walk on over there. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hey, Shannon.
How's it going?
It's going good. Just switching the show.
And you're doing a great job at it.
Oh, thank you.
So... Mm-hmm. You have something pretty cool to show me, right?
I do.
This is the new Nokia Lumia Icon?
Yeah, so this is one of the newest Windows phones that came out on Verizon recently.
The screen looks nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll try and show it a little bit. It's a little weird doing this and switching the show, but I think we can make it work. But anyway, I went ahead and I actually did some B-roll of this.
Perfect.
So when you first look at this phone, like, you know, it doesn't really stand out that well or anything like that. But it also reminded me of something. It might also, if you've seen 2001 Space Odyssey, have you seen that before?
Oh, I might have.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the monolith from that. So, but I had...
That's awesome.
I'll be honest, I'm an Android guy, and my dedicated phone that I use is a Moto X, but I really tried to dedicate myself to using this phone for a whole week. I took it on vacation with me, and really liked it a lot. Like, the first two highlights for this phone is the screen and the camera.
Of course. Now, Nokia has done a really good job with their cameras coming up so far in the Lumia line.
Right.
How old does this one compare to past ones?
Well, all the cameras on all the Lumias are really sharp and pretty good, but this one is a little bit different because this is a 20-megapixel camera. So
wow.
Really, when I was using this as just a camera, I would take pictures and you can just crop and zoom later on and you'll be, you don't have to worry about it. I really, like, the screen was really nice. Like, you can see from the footage here that the tiles look really sharp, the colors are really vibrant. It's a 5-inch 1080p OLED screen.
Yes!
And
those
so,
are the best!
Yeah, so the blacks are really dark. And
good.
Even that photo right there on the home screen, I took with the phone, and it's got a really nice focus effect that it does. It also has a quad-core processor that is super snappy. Like, I've never had a problem with Windows phones feeling slow or sluggish or anything.
Right.
But everything I loaded up worked fine. And even the speech stuff that it does didn't work quite as well like it does on with the Google stuff with my Moto X. But it got the job done. I really like the hardware on this phone, but as a dedicated Android user, some of the apps were lacking, and that's really one of my only complaints.
Yes, Windows has had that problem so far.
And Alex made it apparent to me that 8.1 is going to be releasing very soon. So some of the little niggles that I have with the OS, like a notification tray at the top or the active display, Alex's phone, I forget what he uses, but you tap on the screen and it comes up. But
right.
Not so much on this phone.
Does it have any additional space, expandable memory, or anything?
It doesn't.
Like that?
So, no. Like a lot of the premium Windows phones, it is encased, I guess is what you would say. You can't. There's no expandable memory on it. But it does come with 32 gigs, so that's pretty good. And it's not a removable battery. But the battery is it's over 2,000 milliamps.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't have any problem, like, getting full day of use out of it, taking pictures and all sorts of stuff. And I also went out and, back to the camera again. Like,
that looks pretty good.
It does 1080p.
And this is a video that you recorded on the Icon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it does a really good job with video. It has optical stabilization, too.
Mm, cool.
And so one of the neat features on this phone is it has four microphones, too.
Wow.
So the audio it picked up was pretty good. And this was a prank I pulled on one of our editors, Victor.
What happened?
For April Fool's, I put a Nick Cage extension on his browser.
Is that all Nicolas Cage on there?
That sounds pretty clear and crisp.
Yeah, yeah, it came out not too bad. Because usually, on most phones, like, the microphone is on the front of the phone, so...
And this is what you do at work.
Yeah, yeah. And I took
that
it out...
That and play in snow.
Yeah. No, the camera on this was really nice. I took it out on vacation with me and did a great job. I'm walking around.
Yeah, it looks like the colors are pretty accurate.
Yeah, black and white right here. But, The stabilization does pretty good because even as I was walking around, it did a good job of, getting rid of some of the shakiness and stuff. And
don't get any snow on it. Oh. is this only available on Verizon?
Yes, this is only on Verizon.
And how much does it cost right now?
So for a 2-year contract, it is $200, and if you want to buy it off contract, it's $550.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not too bad. A little cheaper than another phone that we're going to show in just a few moments.
Right.
Not bad. What are your buys and tries and don't buys for this? Your pros and cons.
Yeah, my pros and cons. So for buy, try, don't buy, this phone take me away from my Moto X? No, but... Oh, there's another picture. Sorry. That's with the flash on. It wouldn't draw me away from my Moto X, but if you were interested in using a Windows phone and you wanted something with a really good camera and a screen that is awesome, those are the two biggest pros of this. And the performance is great, like super snappy.
Yeah.
The cons, it's not the hardware's fault, but some of the apps were a little limited. Some of the third-party stuff is kind of a pain. It just feels like a workaround for some of the other things that it should be able to do. The focus can be a little slow in certain situations, but not too bad. And it's not the slimmest phone. It's a little thick, and it's 5-inch screen, so you're not going to forget about it in your pocket. But buy, try, don't buy. If you're looking for a solid, like, this is definitely the best Windows phone, I think, on Verizon. And it has wireless charging, which is super nice, too. So it checks all the little boxes, I think. But if you're a dedicated Android or iOS, this phone's probably not going to make you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an example of the front-facing camera. I forgot that was in there. So it's a little blurry. The front-facing, it will do 720. For video calls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be really... You're going to be focusing with the rear camera mostly.
Cool. Well, thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting Icon review. I really appreciate it. And it's nice to visit you over here at the TD desk for once in our lives.
Yeah, it's... it's a little difficult switching and doing this, but... Hey,
but you're pretty good at it.
Thanks.
You multitask.
Oh, thank
almost
you.
As good as a woman.
Yeah, well, I can try.
Your woman must be teaching you good things.
Jeez.
So, coming up next, we have an interview from one of my favoriteest people in the world, Miss Liz. It's the Mophie Space Pack. Let's check it out.
Hi, I'm Liz from Twit, and I'm going to be reviewing for you the Mophie Space Pack. This thing is a lifesaver for someone like me who takes way too many pictures. I am sorry, friends and family. I am that person. I will admit to it. I will go to therapy. So the reason why I love this product is because this actually gives me twice my storage. Mophie Pack also gives me twice the battery. Brilliant for someone like me when I go on vacation, I'm taking a million photos, embarrassing millions of people, and remembering those moments I shouldn't probably want to remember. The Mophie Space Pack actually has two different storage amounts. It has the 16 gigabyte and the 32 gigabyte, starting at 150 and then 180. The Mophie Space Pack actually gives you 1,700 extra milliamp hours. So along with the case comes a free app that you can get from the App Store. This is right now only for the iPhone. The app is free, and it actually has a really great and clean design. Very easy to use. What you can do is, this guy actually just acts as kind of a thing you just plug in a computer like a USB. What I did is, with my over 10,000 files of videos and photos, I actually just transferred that right over by plugging this in a computer, plugging this in. It took an hour. It took an hour for all that data, but it's on here now and not on my iPhone anymore. So on the app, you can actually store photos, videos, music, documents, other files, and you can look at all files. It actually will also give you a section of your most recent files. So if you just uploaded a song that you love and you wanted to immediately listen to it, you could actually get to that. So this is actually playing through the Mophie Space Pack. And the nice thing about the Mophie Space Pack is it is actually projecting the music this way, so it actually will make it louder by doing the echoes. This thing you can actually hold up to 16,000 photos. And as you can see, I am pretty much almost going to get there. But at the same time, I have all this extra storage. If you go to the home key, you can see I'm only using 10 gigabytes. I have 21 more. Amazing. I'm going to use that in 2 seconds. The Mophie Space Pack also gives you the option to be able to take camera and photos just directly in the app. So you don't have to worry about auto sync and possibly didn't happen when it should have. So, photo, video, pretty simple. No fancy panoramas or filters, but it does do the basics that you would need. A tip that I found for using the Mophie Space Pack is that if you have a lot of content like me, you don't want to transfer it through the app. You want to make sure that you actually plug in the computer and transfer it via USB. At first, I actually did try to do camera sync and have it upload that way, and that took over a day. A big negative about this, once the battery on the Mophie is dead, this thing is worthless. It's just a $180 piece of plastic that's attached to your iPhone. So if you have all your photos on there, if you have a movie you love or some music that you were just really waiting to rock out to, you're out of luck, buddy. Can't access it to this thing when it's dead. For my pros for the Mophie Space Pack, it is able to give you double your storage. You are able to get up to 32 gigabytes of extra storage and 1,700 extra milliamp hours. Also, you are able to store a lot of different files in a lot of different formats on this guy. You're able to do Excel, you're able to do PDFs, you are able to do MP3s, you are able to get stuff directly, music from the iTunes stores. Huge pluses. Also, the app is beautiful. Very easy. You are able to take photos and video directly through the app, so it automatically is backed up there. Also, auto sync. Can't emphasize enough how great of a feature that is. For my con, the biggest one I have a gripe about. You can't actually store any iTunes videos on here. What's the point? A big con is the price. It is $180 if you want a 32 gigabyte. But if you don't need that, you can do 150 for 16. Another con is that when you copy over all your photos and you're a neat freak like me, they don't actually go over in order. I have ones from 2001 that are showing as today. Didn't happen in 2012, 2013. Nope, this all happened today. I didn't even realize it. I am going to be giving the Mophie Space Pack a buy. If you are a compulsive and can't help yourself but have to take pictures of every single moment, especially on vacations where you can't plug this in, This is a savior. At $180, if you've got the green for it, do it. I'm Liz Romero. I'm out.
All right, so this is the Mophie Space Pack, correct, Miss Liz?
Yes, it is.
So you like it?
I am in love with it.
Do you have enough space?
Oh, I have plenty of space now. I have...
Knowing how many pictures you take.
Yes, it actually saves all my pictures, and I don't have to delete apps or movies or anything. I am in love.
Yay, that's awesome. Well, until the iPhone 6 comes out, which is apparently much thinner, and it probably won't fit in this that anymore.
I know what my mom's getting for Christmas then.
Perfect. Right. Well, thank you so much, Liz. Yeah. Now, we're going to move on over here to Mr. Chad. Hello.
Hey. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. Doing great.
So you have an iPad stand. It looked really weird when you took it out of the box.
It was a very almost industrial iPad.
It was huge.
It was. This is not the iPad stand for the week.
But it's for your desk, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So this is the float.
This is the float. This is the desk model iPad stand.
Desk model. All right, let's check it out.
Hello, my name is Chad. I'm with Twit and Before You Buy, and today I am reviewing the Float tablet stand. This is a universal tablet stand by floatyourtablet.com. This is spelled F-L-O-T-E instead of the normal way that you'd spell float. So if you're looking for it, it's F-L-O-T-E. This is a desktop version. They have a floor stand version as well, and this was a Kickstarter darling. So this is where this product came from. This is $219 for the desktop version. It's made out of stainless steel and aluminum. Some of the nice features are that you can adjust it up and down. You do have a length adjustment in the arm. Now, the actual base and stand of it do not extend, but the arm right here, this boom arm, does. You have a really nice way to articulate your iPad with a ball magnet joint so that the tablet can spin in every direction. It can move right up against the arm. It can tilt in basically every single direction you can imagine. This magnet is very sturdy. It's incredibly hard to remove from the boom. There are sliding feet on the bottom of this stand. This is useful if you're sliding along the floor or on a table. It's kind of the feet material that you add to the bottom of feet on your couch. It does have a very small footprint. The base is very small, which it does mean that it is very heavy, coming in at around, I'd say, I guesstimate 10 pounds. 10 to 15 pounds. It is really nice that you can fit absolutely any tablet. This is a universal tablet holder. On the iPad mini here, you do have to make sure that you keep the sleep and wake button a little bit off to the side, otherwise it will clamp down onto it. The Float came out of a passion for making sure that you were using your tablet ergonomically, and so having your tablet sort of above where you normally bend over to look down at your tablet, having it up and available right at your eyeline. And I'd say it does it very well. It's very sturdy, it's very elegant, it's very nicely constructed. So let's get into the pros and cons of the Float. On the pros, it's a very elegant design with an industrial design that does fit an iPad, which is probably the most popular tablet. It is a universal tablet holder, so you don't just have to use it with an iPad, and you can even use a case with it. And also this ball magnet design here, I absolutely love that there's no tools required to construct it, and it swivels in any direction. On the cons, this is a pretty heavy stand, but you do get the pros of a small footprint. It also is a little bit expensive. It does cost about half as much as an iPad, coming in at $219 for the Float desktop version tablet stand. There's also the floor version, and that comes in at $299. So, buy, try, don't buy. For the Float universal tablet stand, the desktop version, I'm going to give this a buy. I really enjoyed it. It's probably one of the best tablet stands I've seen, and especially in so good looking and so well constructed. I'm very glad that I got to use the Float. So check it out at Float Your Tablet. That's FLOTE, yourtablet.com. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chad, for that review, and he gave it a buy. Next up, I've been looking forward to this one. It's called the HTC One M8, and this is from Leo. Hi, Leo.
Hi, Shannon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking this over.
Taking the reins.
But what's good about that is I can now focus on my reviews.
Yes.
And I'm really thrilled to be reviewing this. And I should say right up front, I bought the HTC One when it came out last year. And I've bought this. I'm using HTC One 2 on Verizon. So these are actually my personal phones. I really love the HTC One. You know, sequels, when you're talking movies, usually suck, right?
Right, of
Jaws
course.
Jaws 2, Matrix 2, Rocky 7.
Oh, that
7.
One was okay. It was all right.
Matrix 3 was really bad.
Yeah, that one
but
was
that's
terrible.
Because you're taking a great story and you're kind of elaborating. You're trying to make more money off of it. When it comes to technology, usually we get better with age because we're improving the product.
They learn from their faults.
Sanding down the rough edges.
Right.
And keeping the stuff that worked. And that's exactly what HTC has done. The new HTC One, we'll call it the M8, is a sequel that fixes a lot of things I didn't like about this original HTC One without eliminating the stuff I liked the most about it. First of all, you got to take a look at it. This is the M8. It is a gorgeous phone. That's the first thing you'll see. Unibody aluminum case, 5-inch 1080p display. It's got the Qualcomm 801 processor, which is brand new.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just announced, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. It's dual-core processor, 2 gigs of RAM, and you can either get 16 or 32 gigabytes of storage. One thing the One has added, which is really great, is this little hole right here. You can add an SD card to up to 128 gigs more storage.
Nice.
So if you're a digital hoarder, you'll like this.
I love it.
Part of the problem with a sleek form factor like this is the battery's not removable. It never is going to be in a phone that looks this good. They have increased the capacity, though, about 13%. It's 2,600 milliamp hours. And despite the fact that this is a big 5-inch screen, the old one was 4.7, and it's a much faster processor, you do, in fact, get better performance and better battery life, noticeably better battery life. I'd say, you know, I was able to get through the day. In fact, I can show you right now what I've got today because I have a little battery monitor running on here. I'm at 34% after 9 hours.
Wow.
So that means I have another, say 3 hours left. That's about right. About 12 hours of battery life. And that's pretty heavy usage because one thing you're going to do with this phone is use it a lot. They also have a super low power mode that'll let you limp into the finish. If you get down to 5%, it'll actually go for many, many more hours by turning off a lot of features. One thing people are not going to be happy about, they've kept the what they call the ultra pixel camera. It's only 4 megapixels. That was something people didn't like about the original One. Mm-hmm. I got to say, they have done a lot to make this better. They've improved the actual software capture. It's the same hardware, but they've improved the software capture. They've added some settings. For instance, all of the settings now can be manual. Exposure, white balance, and
focus,
ISO. You
right?
can set ISO to a maximum. That'll help with the graininess and the low light shots. This is a 28-millimeter F2.0 camera. That means very good low light performance. These are two micron pixels. Very good low light performance. And when you set the ISO to, say, 400 or 800 max, you won't get the graininess and the overexposure we did on last year's One. They did take out optical image stabilization, and you will miss it, especially if you shoot a lot of video. But in its place, you'll see there's a second sensor up here. HTC says we couldn't do both. This is, oddly enough, this is the old front sensor from the original HTC One. And you can't see what's in this sensor. They're using it for depth information. And that gives you selective focus. Remember the Lytro camera that you could...
Yes,
so actually, we have some images.
That.
I took a picture of Jolie O'Dell when she was here for Twit Sunday. So that's the picture I took. And by the way, look how clear it is. The colors are good. Clarity is good. Of course, there's lots of light in the studio. Mm-hmm. First thing I did is I changed the background. Watch the background carefully. Defocused
wow.
it. That gives you
it
that.
It did a good job, too.
It does
didn't
a
mess
pretty
up
good job.
All.
The 35 millimeter effect of having a shallow depth of focus. There's some other things you could do because you know where the background and the foreground is. Show us the next one here. You can play with the backgrounds. This is kind of a motion blur. Keep going. You can also do some crazy plugins. I gave her an afro and a cowboy.
Because why not?
This is a little Samsung-y, and I think a lot of these things you're not going to use. Keep going. Brian, if you would, through all of them. This is kind of a cool effect. It makes a movie out of it, but on the screen, it's actually an image with, you can have leaves, you can have dandelions. I think the quality and the clarity is great. I think you're going to play with the Hasselhoff is from Google. That's not my fault. Keep going.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go back. Get Ozzy. There's another Hasselhoff. Now, actually, go back to Jason, because you'll see the selective focus again.
Oh, wow.
That's, again, ignore Hasselhoff. Google Plus did that to me. But that's the original image. And then and I think that's a nice image. It's not always perfect. It's done in camera. Here's Chad. That's a decolorized background. Keep going through those. The zoom. There's a black and white kind of sketch background. This is all done automatically with very quickly, too, with the new processor, with the click of a mouse. That's the original image. I think this is a great camera that's giving me fabulous images, even of Grog. There's a macro focus. You can see that's quite good. I've been very happy. I don't rate camera phone images in terms of, oh, wait a minute, now stand back. Here's another feature. You can play with the skin tone, eye size, the chin size. This is built into the camera. There's a little slider. Alex Lindsay showed me this. It's his fault. It's probably not something you're going to do a whole lot. The camera really is nice, and the camera application has been much improved. So I have to give this an A+ on the camera. It is a really beautiful phone. Gorilla Glass on the front, 90% metal. That means it's going to be bigger and heavier, and it's noticeably so.
I'll
show you the old HTC One. You can see it's kind of noticeably bigger, but it's also, I think, noticeably more beautiful. I really think, and I loved the original HTC One. The M80 is even more beautiful. The heaviness, the solid, it feels like solid, so it feels like a quality product, and I think it'll catch the eye. This is the gray steel. They have gold and silver as well, depending on your carrier. Verizon sold me this 32-gig gray steel version. They have kept the most, I think, one of the best features of the original HTC One, the boom sound. They call it boom sound now that they've sold Beats. Dual speakers in the front, left and right. Really gives you a good sound. Let me play a little music for you so you can hear what it sounds like. A little rap music coming out of the boom sound speakers. I have it on Do Not Disturb. That's another nice feature. I'll hold it up to my mic.
That sounds pretty good.
From there, you know, you get a better sense of it because you're in the room with us.
Yeah.
You're not going to rock the house with it, but if for a smartphone, it's probably the best sound I've ever heard. And for books on tape, you know, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. It is really fantastic for that. This is something that I loved so much in the original one. They kept it. Nice job. But it does add to the height of this, and that's one thing people are not going to like. Before you buy this, you absolutely should hold it in your hand. It's heavier, and it's taller than a lot of phones, and that may bug some people. As you probably can tell, they've got Sense on here. I'm not a big fan of manufacturer UI updates.
I like vanilla Android.
I like vanilla Android, but this is pretty good. It doesn't really get in the way. They got rid of my number one complaint about the old one. Remember, it had capacitive buttons at the bottom. The HTC didn't do anything. It was like annoying. No, you could see we're back to the traditional Android buttons: the back button, the home button, the recent apps button. These all operate exactly as Google wants them to in standard Android. It does come with KitKat 4.4.2, not the latest, but pretty recent. That's another problem with carrier updates: is it slows down updates. Or rather, manufacturer UI, it slows down updates from your carrier. Nevertheless, with 4.4.2, you're not going to feel too left behind. There are some kind of nice things that I like. They have a gesture-based system. So when you're holding the phone in upright mode, you double tap it wakes up the phone. This is another good one. If you use the camera a lot, you put it in landscape mode, and press the volume button once, and the camera turns on, and then you press it again, and you can actually take a picture right away. I was pressing the wrong volume button. Press the down button. It turns on the camera without unlocking the phone, and you can take a picture right away. Be careful, though, because this takes 12 frames a second if you keep holding it down. It's quite amazing. The speed of the processor is really fabulous.
Wow.
When it saves those 12 frames, you can actually, a button comes up that says best photo, and you can actually choose the best photo among them. Blink feed is back. I see best shot. Let's take the best shot out of all of those. Only your best shot will be saved. Throw away the rest. Yes, thank you. Please do that. Those were 12 horrible shots. back to the home. And see, I love that. That home button's there. That's very much like a Nexus 5 would operate.
Yes, it is.
One thing that is a little different, when you swipe left, you've got this new actually not new, it was in the old one, but it's an improved Blink feed feature. This is kind of the equivalent of their Flipbook. It's updating now. You choose the content, you control it. It has social media content and more. I always use Nova Launcher. I use a third-party launcher, which hides a lot of this. You know what? Actually, Send 6 ain't bad. I'm going to give them a plus on that. Even though it's not Android, it's got some nice features. For instance, now you can control what quick settings you have. You have an edit button here. These quick settings are quite easy to use and quite fast. I think it's pretty nice. So, pros and cons. There's some significant pros. I think it is, you might say arguably, but I think it's the most beautiful phone on the market today. The all-metal design really shouts quality. I love the screen. It's 1080p. It's gorgeous. It's accurate. They've done a nice job with that. And I love the camera. They've made this 4-megapixel camera a winner, in my opinion. The Duo sensor, the additional software, add both fun things and I think some seriously useful features. The cons, well, they lose the optical image stabilization with this Duo sensor. The hand feel might not be quite right for you. Yes, it is. It's a big and heavy phone. And if you're looking at other 5-inchers, it's about $300 more than a comparable Nexus 5. That's a big price to pay. It's expensive. It's like all the other. It's like the iPhone and the Galaxy S5. It's that $600, $700 phone.
Right.
However, overall, when I compare the HTC One to not only its predecessor last year, but every other phone in the market, I have to say this is one of this year's absolute best phones. Maybe we'll say it's the best phone of the year. At least it is so far. It's a definite buy. HTC One, it's called the M8. It's the new HTC One, and I love it.
HTC One Mate.
Mate? You know, I don't know why they didn't call it the Mate. That's a good idea.
That would be great.
It's a great phone.
Thank you,
This
Leah.
Is going to be a tough one. I bought it, and you know, I'm a Moto X fan. I think I might have found the phone to replace the Moto X.
Really? Ooh. Oh, I'm still stuck on my Nexus 5 myself, but I love that phone.
Well, and that's what I compare it most directly to because of the size of the screen, and I think you should look at it.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I will
mind
have
that
changed
SD card.
It.
Oh, you
we'll
mind.
See. Well,
thanks,
thank you so much, Leo, for your review. I loved it. Also, thank you to all of our other reviewers, Brian, Chad, Liz, and myself. If you ever want to send your comments, you can email us over at byb@twit.tv and definitely check out our homepage, twit.tv/byb. And also, we're on YouTube for all the full reviews. That's youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. We will see you next week. Bye.